prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64, the number one podcast sponsoring the Shrek Marathon in Denton.
That's right. We pulled together our $35,
right,
and we paid for all the DVDs of the Denton, Texas Shrek Marathon,
right,
airing today, right now.
Go to Eastside Bar in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
Get on that patio.
Paint yourself green.
Paint yourself green, mean green. Us mean green boys.
Extend your ears as far as they'll go.
Yeah. Get your ears out. Get your Shrek ears on.
Bring your donkey.
Bring your donkeys.
Bring a real life donkey.
We're going to be watching all the Shrek movies.
Trey, rank
your favorite
right now.
We're going to rank them. We're going to rank the Shreks.
No, you're ranking them right now.
Shrek
Trey
1
Mitchell, host of
is the
this
best
podcast.
Shrek 1's the best. Then I'd say Puss in Boots is number 2.
Barely counts, but I'll allow it.
I say put the fourth Shrek in there. I know people love 2. It's okay.
Put it where?
Put it behind Pussy Boots.
Okay.
Then 2 and 3. 3 is the worst.
Great.
Is that the one with Justin Timberlake?
Yes.
Groundbreaking news on today's episode.
We got the Shrek ranking.
Yeah.
That's all the kids wanted.
You know what else they wanted?
They're going to kill me for not putting Shrek 2 higher, but I'm sorry.
There's a lot of kids who...
There are a lot of kids.
Clamoring at your door. With
for the Shrek opinions.
Teeny tiny pitchforks.
Yeah. Just like Shrek.
You know what else the kids are clamoring for, Trey?
What?
Nintendo Partner Direct.
They are.
Which we had today. And there was some big news.
There was some news. We gotta do the news, Austin. I said we're doing the news first.
We need to do the news. But we can't do the news until I do the news song.
Can you do Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2?
You gotta do, yeah.
What is that? How does that go?
Or do, just do, I'm a Believer. Do that.
And it's Gamescast News. And now I'm listening to Connor and Trey. They're telling the stories. It's Gamescast News.
Yay!
That was great.
That was choice.
Well, we've got to start off strong. We had a Nintendo Direct partner event.
Yes. Now, what is the Nintendo Direct? Trey made me high-five him right now. He's giddy like a little five-year-old.
I know. I love Shrek.
The Partner Direct, what exactly is that? Is that like third-party studios that are not indie studios, basically?
Correct.
Yes.
So they do a Nindies, which is specifically for indie developers.
And right, in the West Indies.
Correct. And then they do this Partner Direct, which is just third party that is not affiliated with Nintendo that's going to be putting stuff onto their consoles.
Okay. So it could be Microsoft.
It is Microsoft.
It is Microsoft, which we will get to.
Yes.
That's right. So I am going to run down what we got announced, because there was some good stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, the biggest news, I think, we're getting Obsidian's Grounded and Pentiment coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Pentiment is the game, Austin, that I was talking to you about earlier, where I mentioned it last week and you guys shat on me.
I remember it sounding familiar. What is it again?
So I'm trying to remember.
And why did we shit on it?
Because you've never heard of it before.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but it's sort of like a murder mystery, but it's in this sort of, not medieval, but like Canterbury Tales kind of
it's
style.
It's set in 1518.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's sort of about language and deciphering, kind of like different sort of like written language. It's supposed to be really good.
So this is like Nancy Drew.
Something like that, where it's, yeah, it's not like a big action game. It's more of a like story kind of game. Yeah.
And that's
I'm
coming to Switch.
Butchering it, but I've heard a lot of good things.
It's coming to Switch?
Coming to Switch.
Okay.
That is a Microsoft game. That is by Obsidian.
And
which Connor just said, that's the developers of Fallout New Vegas.
And what was the other one that's coming to Switch?
Grounded.
Grounded, yes. Which is a game it's basically Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the game.
Yeah, it's a survival game, Austin. And it's supposed to be really fun. I've heard people love that game. So those are two really big games. Did they mention Sea of Thieves?
No.
In the direct? I was kind of busy. Because I know Sea of Thieves and... what was the other
you
one?
You got it.
Looking forward to Thief of Thieves.
What is that about?
That's
it's about
sifting flour.
Yes, yes, sifting things.
So I believe the other game was supposed to be, because it was going to be Grounded, Sea of Thieves, Hi-Fi Rush was the other rumored one. Did they mention Hi-Fi Rush or no?
They did not. The only Xbox things that they mentioned were Grounded and Pentiment.
Okay.
Also, Pentiment is like a murder mystery game.
Yes, murder mystery,
adventure RPG type thing. Like, basically, the townspeople are accusing people of being evil and killing them.
Okay.
So I'll play it if you guys play it, because it's on Game Pass, so I can just play for free.
Well, I'll play it if you play it.
Well, I'll play it if you play it.
Looks like neither of us are playing it.
I guess not. Or we could just both play it.
Well, Pentiment is actually going to be available February 22nd, and Grounded will be released in April.
That is tomorrow. It seems like in every direct, there's always one surprise tomorrow release, and it's fun.
Trey. Super Monkey Ball.
Oh, it's coming?
Yeah, we're getting a Monkey Ball game.
Is that a new one?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is the first Monkey Ball game since, in over 10 years.
Wow.
Honestly, I would have thought it was longer.
Yeah. So we're getting Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble in June.
Love it. Okay. And the Switch is perfect. It has the little tilt.
What is each of your histories with Super Monkey Ball or Monkey Ball just in general?
I played on GameCube.
I have about a total of 5 minutes maybe playing Super Monkey Ball, and that's being generous because I don't think I've ever played it.
I played a bunch of it. I was so excited about the GameCube and anything coming on the GameCube that I bought it and played it,
Anything coming on your GameCube?
Oh, yeah.
It is a very interesting type game because you actually don't control the monkey. You control
The level.
The level itself, which is cool and is a thing that you were able to do in Zelda, like the most recent Zelda.
Yeah, a couple of them shrines. Yeah,
which is it's a cool concept. And
right.
It's going to have...
I think it's perfect for the Switch.
200 brand new stages, so it's going to be pretty...
Look at that.
Pretty lengthy.
Pretty
lengthy. You know, the PlayStation 5 controller is good for that, too. They've always had good tilt controls.
Look at you, Mr. PlayStation
I used to play Super Rub-A-Dub, which you would tilt the controller.
Ever since Microsoft died, you're Sony guy.
Yeah.
We are getting Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection.
Like from the N64 era?
No, from the PlayStation 2 era.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So this will be both Battlefront games. It will include some new content. Trey's favorite character, Kit Fisto.
I love Kit Fisto.
Kit Fisto is my favorite character we discussed
last
week.
Mine is Bib Fortuna.
Yeah.
Again, I like Elon Sleazebagino.
Or like Elon Sleazebagino.
Okay.
Got him.
Yeah.
That'll come out in
March.
He's
done.
Trey, we can finally answer the question, do you have Battletoads? Because Battletoads will now be on the Switch as well.
For freeze or for not?
Yes, it's part of Switch Online.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're getting Killer Instinct, Battletoads, RC
Pro-Am. Oh, yeah, we're getting a bunch of rare games.
Yeah, and Snake Rattle and Roll.
Did they put Banjo-Kazooie on there, right? I think they did.
I think they did, too. Right, Connor?
I am looking right now.
I'm surprised they haven't put Donkey Kong 64 on there.
Is it not?
No.
That's weird.
I don't think so.
Let's see. It is on the Switch,
Not licensing. It's not a licensing thing.
Banjo-Kazooie.
They own it. They own Donkey Kong.
Look into it.
It was on the Wii and Wii U. It wasn't on 64. Or Switch.
I wonder if that's a weird divorced parent. They each have custody sort of situation.
No, I don't think so because they had it on the Wii and Wii U. Like, it would not... I think they just are weird about how they release things. I don't think it's a...
Certainly possible. Nintendo has never been the bastion of normalcy.
No, they've not. And they've never been the... They've never been the bastion of just having their media available for everybody. It's
yeah, hey, do you like this game? Well, you should buy it now because you may never see it again.
Right, exactly. It's like they could just release all their games and people would pay whatever money for everything, but no.
Yeah, it says no one really knows why it's not on there. Yeah. Lots of articles and discussions.
We need Donkey Kong.
The game that I'm most excited about from this, we're getting a remake of Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey was a surprise little sleeper hit.
I've never played it.
It's supposed to be fun. You know who you play as?
Mickey.
You know who you play against?
The devil.
No, you play against Oswald the Rabbit, who was like Mickey's predecessor. Before they actually did Mickey Mouse.
Interesting.
And it's supposed to be very fun. I had a friend who got way into it, and then he went crazy. And this is unrelated to Epic Mickey, but he threatened to kill us and burn our house down.
We Adam?
Had to call.
Did Adam do that?
Had to call the police on him. And now
is this the guy you don't talk to anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
What's he up to these days?
Guy. Yeah.
He's working at a gas station. Last I heard from his brother.
Oh, Nathan. Doing better than me.
Yeah.
Do you think if he had continued to be friends with him? You would he would have flown higher.
I think so. I think I just kind of do that to everyone who's around
you
me.
You
just help get the most out of your friends.
Right. I really do.
Anyway, Epic Mickey is...
I had a friend that promised me a job and never happened. So yeah, it kind of sucks.
I had a friend in college who killed his mom, so...
Whoa, hold on.
What?
Back that up.
I was making a joke about you, and now you just bring up serious stuff.
That's a serious, real thing that happened.
Jeez.
Who was this?
Who was Jebediah?
We can talk about it later, but it is a real thing that you can look up in the news.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Is this like Bob's thing? Or I guess that was different. You didn't kill anybody. He just got his head chopped off by a wire.
He gets more violent every time. He crashed on his snowmobile and died. He didn't get his head chopped off by barbed wire.
His head got
this
chopped
story
off,
does
yeah.
involve this story does involve a head getting chopped off.
Ooh.
Oh. Well, I'm excited to
I'm
after
excited.
The show to hear about
this
that.
Is bonus content.
Anyway, Epic Mickey, it's like a PlayStation 2 Sly Cooper, Dak and Jaxter, Ratchet and Clank.
Dak and Jaxter?
You did say Dak and Jaxter.
You did say that.
I just have Dak Prescott's looming
yeah,
contract.
It's
on the
cow- brain. It's the Cowboys tie-in.
Yeah.
Here we go. Get it.
Hey, guys. It's me,
anyway.
Dak Prescott.
Who's that impression of?
Dak
keep
Prescott.
Going.
I'm very
Tell
boring.
Me,
yeah.
keep...
Come to the, Tom Thumb.
Do the Dak Prescott crypto.com commercial.
Crypto.com. I'm Dak Prescott. I got zero personality.
You kind of nailed it.
Yeah, he's pretty dead. Now do the dead eye stare for just me and Austin.
Look over here. Trey nailed it. You could get some brown
I
shoe
could.
Polish and be a...
Okay.
It would be tasteful, though.
Yeah.
Tastefully done.
Just the face.
Just the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point I'm making is that I did play Epic Mickey when it came to the Wii, and it felt like it had was kind of dead on arrival on the Wii, because like, who was going to play a game that wasn't a game that trained your brain? So I'm glad...
Is it kind of dark?
Yes,
it is. Dark game? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, you're essentially Mickey, and you fall into a parallel universe, and you get to play some levels of like broken down, busted down like rides from Disney World and stuff like that.
Interesting. When Disney was cool and they did weird shit,
were
now
they
it's
ever
all
cool?
Marvel, Star Wars.
Then we're gonna run through some of this stuff. Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance is a
Krista Fields.
Yeah.
Endless Ocean, times. Austin.
People on the Discord were going crazy over Endless Ocean today.
Never heard
Not
of it.
Not your Discord, other Perry's
it
Discord.
It must be a big thing because this is what they had last.
Yeah. No, they're going crazy over it.
Austin, it is a scuba diving adventure game.
That sounds like you're up your alley.
I do kind of like those games that are like...
Yeah,
this is like
Dave the Diver
in three dimensions.
Trey, South Park Snow Day will be coming to the Switch.
Yeah. Is that the...
That's the new one.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
There's a
it
new
is
one?
The, it is the 3D co-op, kind of looks like a Fortnite-y type game.
Yeah. Came out like, a month ago, maybe?
Did not hear about this.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. It's... I like the Stick of Truth and those RPGs that came out, but not the... Not... I don't know.
Trey, I'd like you to guess what kind of game this is. Ender Magnolia, Bloom in the Mist.
It is a...
It It is about being
it is a... It is a farming JRPG game with witches.
It's an educational game about being a fresh-faced young 13 or 14-year-old woman becoming of age.
I think you're overshooting when girls go through puberty.
Six or seven. You're 6 or 7
now
years old.
Now I think
old,
you're undershooting it.
No, because of the microplastics. Now they're...
Okay, yeah, of course.
Nowhere in between.
Okay.
Are they 3,000-year-old dragons, though?
Why would they need to be?
I just, you know.
Huh. Weird. It's first place
straight
went to.
It is a, it's a JRPG.
Thank you.
Oh, I
Farming
lied.
Involved?
I lied. It is a dark fantasy Metroidvania. Which is actually
You hear about those Metroid rumors?
Well, we'll get to those.
I didn't have it pulled, but we can if you want.
Sure.
All right, we're going to take an official Gamescast news break to talk.
We're not done yet.
No, we'll come right back. In the middle of your story.
I got you. Okay.
There are rumors of a Metroid Prime-esque direct in what, May? Trey?
I believe so, yes.
And the assumption is it's going to be Metroid Prime 2 remastered just like the first one, which would be cool, be great, hold us over. But there was another rumor, I think, that came out today about relating to a story later we'll talk about the Switch being delayed, that Metroid Prime 4 is slated for 2024 and will come out on the Switch.
So Jeff Grubb of Giant Bomb, who's very reliable.
Yes, quite reliable.
Says, so I guess he was replying to a Go Nintendo tweet. Rumor, Metroid Prime 4 on track for 2024. He goes, as always, let me tell you exactly, and he's kind of tongue-in-cheek here a little bit.
Uh-huh.
He goes, as always, let me tell you exactly what I know. First, I don't know if this game is coming out this year. I do not know. As in, I'm saying that I don't know, and if you agree I don't know, I won't be mad. So he's just kind of being funny. But he goes, but as of last year, Nintendo was looking to get assets by May of this year.
Okay.
The assets would likely include a CG trailer and possibly a gameplay trailer. Everything about this could change since I was last updated. Having assets in hand by May
is the word you're looking for.
Yes. Doesn't mean something happens in May. Okay, now you know everything I know. Feel free to ignore me. Okay.
What I bet is going to happen is an announcement in May of full reveal Metroid Prime 4 trailer and release date with Metroid Prime 2 remastered announcement released later that day, just like the first one.
They need to get 3 out there, too, then.
3 is the weakest of the 3.
Yeah, but it's still, it's got to get them all out there.
True, but it was already remastered on the Wii.
But it was all motion controls, right?
Right. So, well, no, because I think they re-released it for Wii U, and you can do stick controls as well. I feel like Metroid's having a little mini renaissance with Dread followed by Remastered getting really good reviews and them selling really well, both of them.
Trey, make sure you put Brent Star Depths underneath this whole conversation before we cut back to the news.
Yeah.
No, don't help him. He has to do it himself.
Do what? What song?
That song I just sang.
Here we are, we'll say goodnight. That one, the Bringo one?
No, I literally just sang Brinstar Depths.
I don't know what Brinstar Depths is, dude.
Is like one of the 3 Metroid themes.
Oh.
Have you played Super Smash Brothers?
No, not that one.
That's the Metroid Prime one.
Right.
Have you played Smash Brothers? You know the one where it's like a big rock and it just turns?
Yes.
That's the one.
The theme goes... Do, 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 do. It's all spooky.
It's spooky.
Anyway, that will officially end. That will officially end our Gamescast news break, and we will go back to the middle of Connor's story. Uh-oh.
Mother 3 is only coming out. Mother 3 is only coming out for Japan Nintendo Switch online.
Why do they do this? They know people in the U.S. are clamoring for Mother 3 for like 20 years.
Is it they just...
They've never released an official translation or even a Japanese version.
Would it
or...
be too expensive to do it?
No, it's like a 20-year-old Game Boy Advance game.
I have heard, and I don't know if this is 100% true, but I have heard one of the reasons that it has not come out in the US is a lot of the music that is on there is very close to copyright infringement.
Oh,
weird.
That is
why.
Weird.
Do you like what copyright?
Like they chiptuned some songs that they were fans of at the time.
Couldn't they easily just get someone? I mean,
just pay the people.
Get fucking Toby Fox. Get Toby Fox in there.
I'm simply
get Toby Fox. What's he doing?
To do new music?
Yeah. Toby Fox is the Undertale guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get him in there.
But the music's already been written.
Give him a cheese sandwich.
The music's already been written.
Well, he could write new music. Give him a ham sandwich lunch and like, dude, Toby, do your thing. All right, we need like 20 tracks. Let's go. Let's go, Toby.
This is why you're not a business owner.
I could be a business owner. Toby, get in their studio.
So Trey
write a few
first
tunes.
Started negotiations at cheese sandwich for 20 tracks and then upgraded to ham sandwich for 20 tracks.
Well, because
tracks.
A cheese sandwich would double the amount of money in Trey's bank account.
Right.
It would double his assets.
Yes. So let's go, Toby. What are we doing?
Continue, Connor.
Well, I don't get why they couldn't do, but like seriously, why don't they just
there's licensing stuff.
Write new music? Just totally do like a remake
because they don't want to go through the effort.
Why don't they
to
just mute
a game?
The audio track?
Yeah, like YouTube does.
they just have the full game and then underneath at the bottom there's a bar that just says music removed.
Insert
for,
new music. Yeah, you have
it says DMCA or yeah DMCA.
Yeah,
and there's a way to link Spotify and you can just play Fat Lip by Sum 41 underneath while you play.
Trey, quickly go through the all of you know Fat Lip. Go.
Standing at the party like name was Alan and Young, hanging out, drinking in the back of the Camino. As a kid, was a skin. No one knew my name.
Trust my own house party because nobody came. No, I knew much when you thought you knew back in high school. Never go and never show and never would at you.
It was great.
I don't want to waste my time. Become another casualty of society. I want to fall in line. Become another victim of your conformity. He thought you couldn't do it.
I honestly did.
You did the whole damn thing.
I know, bro. Come on.
The best line in that song is the doctors told my mom should have had an abortion.
What is the implication of that line that like he was so extreme that the doctors were advising that they should get that
this
should
baby
abort
is
him?
Kicking too way extreme, too dude. Much.
The kid is kicking ass in that womb, dude.
It's so weird.
Yeah, what the or he's like so bad as a kid that the doctor's like, you should have just never given him the chance to live.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't think the doctor.
Now Trey is tapping me to write down this to
you
mark this
done
moment.
Marks in 2 weeks
because he wants us to sing a copyrighted song.
Oh, that's true. They
on air
after and we had a conversation about mother maybe not being able to come here because of copyright.
Well, and we sang it so well.
So well.
The automatic detection thing would pick it up as the actual track.
We didn't mumble half of it.
Right.
So well.
You don't know us at all. We laugh when old people fall.
Yeah.
But what would you expect with a conscience so small? That's my go-to karaoke song, but I do it spoken word the whole time.
Nice. Do you snap at the end?
Hanging out drinking in the back of El Camino.
Yeah.
It
does sound a lot classier when you just say it.
Yeah. Weebs over here have been clamoring for this game for decades, and I think that Nintendo does not want to spend the effort, money, and time to write new music or buy the copyrights to a game that's probably going to sell like 10,000 copies. Because Earthbound is like, the only reason people here really know it is because of Super Smash Brothers.
Also,
like,
hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Earthbound has the worst combat mechanics of JRPGs.
It's not great.
Austin agrees.
It's a fun game. I mean, it's a cute little game. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
The like overall story is fun.
Yeah.
The battle system is
combat
so boring. It is just watching numbers drop. Like on a like a slot machine.
Yeah. Trey and I went to dinner before this, and we had to take 5-10 minutes out of our dinner to explain to Trey Earthbound and Mother 3 and Mother what the relation is, and he learned that Earthbound is Mother 2 translated for the Western audience.
Mother 3 is actually what Trey calls his girlfriend.
Oh.
Don't have a girlfriend.
Sort of. This episode's dedicated.
That's off air.
Well, you know, we do a special Gamescast dedication every episode to somebody.
On air,
this episode,
let's not do that.
On this episode's dedicated to
that's not
our brave men and women overseas.
That's true. Yes, indeed.
Trey has to keep the act up of being an uber virgin for the podcast. But as soon
guys,
as he gets,
I can't let people know.
As soon as he gets done here, he's getting serviced. He is smoking a cigar. He is driving a Lambo.
He's a god-tier virgin.
God-tier.
Hey, did you guys watch the Elden Ring? Speaking of never having sex in your lives, did you guys watch Elden Ring's trailer?
Sorry, Raz.
I dipped my wick, so I didn't watch it.
He's never seen it.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Never played Elden Ring.
Don't care. Never seen it.
It's too busy
pounding. Pounding.
Yeah.
Pounded Vaj.
Gross.
That is somehow the creepiest way you could have described it.
Hello, ladies. You powdering your vajas?
I said pounding up.
Yeah, I know, but that's you sneaking into the locker room.
That's like that's like a 40s pimp calls it.
Your ladies keeping your vajas up to snuff?
Your ladies. It smells like nice vaj in here.
Oh.
Getting the
Mark whatever that was.
28 minutes.
That was Bobby Hill in that episode of
That is Trey.
Okay, did you guys see the Elden Ring trailer or not?
I've not watched it.
No,
I'm sure it's great and it's creepy and there's a lot of lore.
Okay, well, Trey just reducing it down to nothing, but I'm very excited.
I'm excited for it.
I watched a trailer and there is so much lore.
Yeah. I hope. Okay, so is this like a brand new thing where you start over at level zero and like you start a fully new story, or is this you pick up your character once you finish the game and you can continue this?
I don't think they answered that question.
Oh shit, because if it's the latter, I got a lot still to play in that, but that is such a long game, which is great. I love long games, but it got hard, and I mean,
it is a DLC, so...
Right. But remember when DLCs were, like, expansion packs, and you would have basically a full, like, three-quarters of a full game? Kind of feels like what this is.
Trey remembers when DLC was horse armor only.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is the loriest lore bomb I've ever seen in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read you some stuff, Austin. I need you to make it make sense to me.
Okay.
It's all gonna make sense.
As the Elden Ring lore expert. As the show's resident lore expert, I think I can handle this.
I think that's Krista Fields, sir.
Alright.
No.
Ready?
He is definitely the resident lore.
Ready.
Boy.
Yes.
The Erd Tree, the big golden tree that's now covered in shadow, was the physical manifestation of the king.
The Erd Tree, dude.
I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Based on the trailer, it appears that the big bad of this DLC is Mesmer the Impaler.
Uh-huh.
He
okay.
calls
he
you
impales.
He calls you bereft of light.
Oh no.
Calling you maintenance.
It will also feature some new fighting techniques like hand to hand combat, a new crossbow, a giant flaming ball that's hucked at a group of enemies. The quote is, "Come now, touch the withered arm and travel to the realm of shadow. I will not be far behind. May we meet again."
The other day was thinking of picking up Elden Ring again. It's a very good game. And,
it is. It's just so hard.
And it's the anti-Civ, where it's all just quick decisions and real-time combat. Need a refresher.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
It drops June 21st.
Okay.
Like, I need to press a lot of buttons and chain kill a lot of enemies together and...
This is a Spider-Man reference.
That's what I need to do.
Well, see when it flashes... Flashes a big green square button, like icon on the screen, so you know to press...
Yeah, it doesn't really do that.
Press square.
Trey, he's essentially pretending that Spider-Man is what God of War 3 was.
Yeah, that's what he's
doing. It pauses the game for you when Spidey's down there fighting and says, press B. And then you press it. You know, it shows you a B icon on the screen. You press it and says, great job. And Spider-Man punches a guy, and then you win.
Yeah, that's what happens. What happened.
Guys, the new Borderlands movie looks way better than it has any right to look.
This is a property that has a lot of potential for being good
in
an adaptation.
It's has that, like, that certain style that's like the Suicide Squad, where it's like, we're going to be... We're going to be brash.
Extreme
to
the max.
We're going
to
be...
It's just Guardians of the Galaxy.
Glib. Yeah, it's like Guardians. It's like Suicide Squad.
But here's the thing.
Just...
That is what the game is also.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Yeah.
Why did you think this wouldn't be good, Connor?
Mostly because I don't have really any attachment to the property, I think.
You know we're in the golden age of video game adaptations.
That's true. Jack Black as Claptrap, though, I'm very excited for.
Wait, Jack Black as Claptrap?
Yeah.
Trey, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Jack Black
is Claptrap. He's playing Claptrap, he's playing Minecraft Steve, and he played Bowser, dude. This guy is...
He's on a roll.
He's on
We're getting Kate Blanchett. We're getting Jamie Lee Curtis.
Tell me your favorite Austin.
Kevin Hart.
Kate Blanchett role.
Is this live action? I know
what
he's getting at.
Yes, it is.
What?
It's Galadriel.
Well, yes, but she was also Tar. Tar.
I was going to say Carol, that lesbian movie.
Yeah, the lesbian movie that you love so much. Keep watching it.
Has this already been made? Is there like a trailer? Or?
Yes.
I guess Tar is a lesbian
movie. The trailer
came
out today.
Okay. When's it released?
That's a great question. Hold on. It comes out August 9th.
Okay. Same year as the Sonic movie.
Trey, it is directed by your boy, Eli Roth.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he only does horror stuff.
Yeah, he made Trey's favorite movie, Hostel.
You know what he was? He was
the Bear Jew. I was about to ask you.
Trey's always going on and on about Hostel.
I did like the first Hostel when it came out.
That shit scared the shit out of me in high school.
I liked it because it took like a long time to get to know the character, and it wasn't a good movie.
It had boob.
Like, it did have boobage. It had
Vaj. Didn't have any Vaj.
Didn't have any Vaj, you know.
Trey, EA Sports College Football 25.
KJ is going to be in it. He's
they're picking
be on the
up. Yeah, they're picking up from where they left off, so it's going to be all the 2016
right
people.
But we're pre-booking right now. We will have KJ on to discuss this.
He hasn't agreed to that yet.
Well, you will.
So we can't promise, but we would like to get KJ on.
What we really should do is have a quick little round table of KJ and Monty.
Yeah. Okay.
And David Mino tell us about how excited they are.
I don't think David's talking to me anymore.
Three
but yeah,
college right. athlete superstars.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Justin.
Well, in the e-gaming world.
Mm.
You know, he's a big e-gamer.
Well, Spider-Man, it's like the main sport of high schools.
He would have gone pro if he didn't have his leg issue.
Like,
if he didn't do a cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's essentially just like Cooper Manning.
He is.
He's the funniest. He's the funniest of the sweet spot.
Ah, well, that's not. Never mind. I love all my friends.
Oh,
on the sweet
spot.
Oh,
no, no, no. Let's go back.
No, I'm good.
Trey, Lady Gaga is finally coming to Fortnite, so you can stop writing Epic Games.
For a second, I thought you were going to say Fort Worth.
Me too.
And I was like, why are we doing this?
Lady Gaga. I remember hearing her song for the first... I remember hearing her the first time ever because in college at Kerr Hall, you guys went to UNT.
Yeah.
You know how the dorms, there was a bathroom that connected the two, right?
Yeah.
The guy in the adjoining dorm would blast Poker Face at 6 a.m. in the morning while he was taking a shower. Just blast it. What the fuck is this?
Should have stayed in Fairhill.
It was Lady Gaga. Should have.
Lady Gaga.
Another year. Lady Gaga.
So, Lady Gaga will appear where you can listen to such hits as Applause, Bloody Mary, Born This Way, The Edge of Glory, Just Dance, Rain on Me, Stupid Love, and Poker Face.
Is this... You can play as her in combat, or is this a concert?
This is a concert.
Okay. I want to play as her.
It's a concert.
Pucker face.
Will she be coming to Fort Worth anytime soon?
You'll have to do the research online like I did to find out.
Mm. Shame.
Nintendo's next-gen console will be delayed, reportedly, until 2025.
This is based on multiple reports.
The reasoning is not bad, though.
What is it?
So, several of the quotes I have seen are so that they can have a stronger first-party software.
How so?
And Mario game's probably not done yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever
that
launch,
Mario game.
Whatever launch title they were looking to do is probably not ready.
Yeah, and we have a pretty light first few months of Nintendo.
Well, that's why some people think that...
What are you talking about? We're getting Princess Peach, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
And
you're
then,
right.
Two Which Metroids, actually looks good, and well, I will play it and let you know how it is. Sorry, Austin.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We're getting four Pokemons.
Yeah.
Do you actually have the Pokemon news, Connor?
No, but I can pull it
There's
up.
There's Pokemon news?
Well, they have their annual, like...
Pokemon Day is next
annual.
Week.
Pokemon Day on the 26th.
Red and blue no. on the Switch.
The big rumor is it's gold and silver. In the pre-trailer, they hinted at gold and silver and that there would be, like, a major release at some point
okay,
this year.
Okay, I'm interested.
I am too.
I don't think I've actually ever played gold and silver.
That's considered the best
I know.
Of the games. They're great.
I knew about gold and silver because
you
I was really into Pokemon Gods. I
you
do.
Have hard gold right over there. That
I should I can wait, though.
That is the hardest to find game, is heart gold
really?
And soul silver.
I have
so knows who those are? Man.
Who?
Those are Connors.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I have both Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
That came with a little Pokeball you could transfer a Pokemon to and then put it on your belt
and
walk
both,
in the real life.
And I have
Same.
The box they came in.
Nice. Me too. And Trey, look, Trey's got it on his shelf right here. So we're all going to be playing that this summer.
We will.
I mean, I prefer... To be honest with you, I prefer Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald, but...
Really? I loved Emerald when I played it.
I like Heart Gold and Soul Silver a lot.
Trey just had a flatus, and now he's mouthing at me off mic to not say anything about it. So
anyway, if they need to move this so we don't have more Mario versus Donkey Kong games that have to come out to make ends meet...
That game got okay reviews, sir.
Well, I would rather play Princess Peach Showtime, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, and Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door Remake.
Well, fine. I will play Mario versus King Kong. Or what's his name?
Donkey Kong, dude.
Totally different.
Totally different guys. Totally different little dudes.
And then I had an article that I forgot to read, so we're not going to do it.
Whoa! Let's
it
go
was,
ahead and hear it. Let's
it was
hear
just,
it.
It was just a business article going over why there are so many layoffs this year.
Mm. Sounds important, but I guess we'll
guess
never
we don't
know.
Care.
I'll save it for next week.
I'll read it completely, and then I will report back next week.
I mean,
week.
That's fair.
Other podcasts don't read stuff and just say the article name.
Well,
know?
Yeah.
Like what? Other shows do that.
Yeah, other shows do that. Other hosts, Corby Davison does that all the time. He'll never hear this ever, so it doesn't matter.
He might. You don't know him. Maybe we're best friends. He listens to everything I do, and he supports me, and he's my mentor.
How is it still stinky in here?
Are you guys?
The fart was like 3 minutes ago.
Trey, what'd you have for dinner? Do you have...
Well, we had...
Crucifix.
Oh, what'd you have for lunch?
Didn't have anything for lunch.
You didn't have your special Taco Bell meal you told me about? Trey gets three.
No, I don't.
What are they? Beefy... Big ton burritos or something. We had a heart to heart at dinner.
Did Trey get the new Crunchwrap Supreme with a giant Cheez-It in the middle?
Ooh, that does sound good.
Anyway,
I think I'm drinking too much water.
Why?
Too hydrated.
Got that like tummy little. Like,
your lips are looking
tummy.
Juicy though.
Oh, thank
not
you.
Dry and cracked and split down the middle anymore.
Thank you. Austin said I had juicy lips.
Well.
Who's got the sexiest lips?
Go on, Connor.
Okay.
Well, we move to Trey. What you been playing?
Nothing, man. Not playing anything.
That is a lie. I know you've been
Didn't
playing.
Play shit.
You've been excited to talk about Spider-Man.
Okay. Look, Connor. I've played a little bit of Spider-Man.
Okay.
No, I didn't play a little bit of Spider-Man. I played a whole lot of Spider-Man.
Oh, you got me.
But he didn't actually. I lied to you. I didn't play a whole lot of Spider-Man. I beat Spider-Man 2 today.
No way.
And actually, that's not totally true either, because I didn't just beat it. I got the platinum. 100%ed it.
But
Austin marked that down.
He used his game shark.
But he's gay. I mean, he's blind.
All right. Let me go back to the list. We're going to mark this off.
You don't have to mark it off.
Has 29 games to go.
Oh, God. I do.
Nice. Let's see. You've got... here's the list. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer's on there.
You're a green one, Mr. Grinch. My wife... United 93. What is this?
Read the list.
Oh, here we go. Limbo, Metroid, Cocoon, Dave the Diver, Neon White, Alan Wake, Alan Wake 2, Pal World, Dead Space.
I'm not going to play Dave the Diver. Scratch that one off.
Okay, scratch it. Okay, so yeah. 28 games.
All right.
Cyberpunk, Death Stranding. Why aren't you going to play Dave the Diver? It's Connor's favorite game.
Yeah, Connor could suck it.
Okay.
I'm a gamer now. So, Spider-Man 2 came out last year. Insomniac Games. They make good games. That's my review.
Well, was it good? Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. I think the flying suit helps out the game so much. It makes it better. It's not. Because you're not flying. You can't just stay in the air forever. You're kind of falling. You know, it's like a wingsuit. So eventually you will hit the ground, but it helps with just like mobility. It's really fun. The swinging mixed with that's really fun. It melds the both together very well. I think the Venom powers are a lot of fun in this game. You do play as Venom for a little while.
Tom Hardy?
Not Tom Hardy. I guess there's a twist to it because I don't know I don't know a lot of these Spider-Man story. It's funny. I was thinking the other day because I don't know if I should... They introduce a character that I'm like, oh, yes, 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 and I know who that is.
Just but say
like,
it.
Carnage. They say, I'm Carnage, and like, oh, yeah, Carnage. And I'm like, I think I know half these characters just because I had toys of them as a kid. Like,
who's really, Carnage?
You want the rundown on Carnage real quick?
Yeah, give me the rundown.
Okay, so give me 40 minutes on Carnage. Go.
Well, I can't give you 40 minutes on Carnage, but Carnage is essentially the Venom symbiote falls onto a deranged serial killer in prison and merges with him and becomes Carnage.
And this is, he's a cult leader. He's like a...
Interesting.
Kind
of,
I
don't
like
think the real Carnage, or at least as currently written as I understand it, is smart enough to do that. Like, he's a psychopath, just like killing.
Does he work on a ranch or like a farm or something? Why is he a cult leader?
He has like a cult. It's like a doomsday cult, and it's like.
But
a
he wrangles
quest.
The horses. I don't understand.
Not a cult. A cult.
Oh, okay. Another weird Trey accent.
Dude,
thing going on.
You are too much.
I really am.
Anyway,
so Carnage is in the game.
Yeah, he's gonna. It's teased.
Oh, he's the Shadow the Hedgehog of this game?
No, it's more of a side thing.
But is he going to be the main thing in Spider-Man 3?
No. That's very much teased. That's probably teased in the first game, who that's going to be.
Well, who is it?
I don't know if I want to spoil it. Connor, do you think it's a... I don't know. It's
you have
sort of obvious.
Okay, hey, if you don't want to hear Spider-Man spoilers, skip to another podcast. Trey, go ahead.
Yeah. It's Green Goblin. Gonna be 3.
The Green Goblin?
The Green Goblin. Not Willem Dafoe.
Played by Seth
Rogen. Unfortunately, won't be Willem
Dafoe. Oh.
But it's setting up to be the Green Goblin.
Great.
And they have so oddly, I don't want to like spoil too much, but Harry is different. Like, because they have Harry Osborn, but it's not the same
He's
as
bald.
Like the movies. He's not bald.
Why can't he be?
I mean, he could be if he wanted to. But they have, you know, Kraven the Hunter in this. It's like the secondary main villain. You think he's the main villain, but, you know, then Venom comes and he's...
I think that's
villain.
Called the Deuteragonist.
The Deuteragonist?
Something like that.
What is that? Like the faking you out of who the main villain's
going
to be?
Yeah, something like that. Let me keep going.
So anyway, I think the story's really good. I think the first game might have a stronger story, but I think it's just as good.
I heard this game described as the most boring AAA game, like the most boring good game of the like last year. Like it was very good, but it wasn't like, oh my god, they did incredible things with this. They just did a very good game, like a very good AAA game.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the thing with Ragnarok where you have, essentially, you have like the first game is this groundbreaking new idea, right? And then they do a second one, and it's like, oh yeah, it's that same new idea, and it's fine. I liked it a lot. I had a lot of fun with it. I thought the story was good. I thought the writing was good. I thought the characterization was very good. It didn't, you know, grab me like the first game did. I think that first game was incredible. And it's not to say this is bad. I think they improved on the first game in leaps and bounds. No pun intended, because he does leap and bound.
Update.
Yes.
Sam Gamgee would be considered a deuteragonist. It's like the second protagonist.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know what the term is for
okay
that.
But I think Kraven's a weird villain to have, because he's not... I think the great thing about... You know, I mean, you could say this about Batman villains too, but I think Spider-Man villains is they're very connected to Peter. So Doc Ock is a great villain because he is connected to Peter, and the Green Gob and the Hobgob are great villains because they're connected to Peter. Whereas, you know, Kraven the Hunter is just this big Russian dude who's killing a bunch of people, and you know, it's not really... I enjoyed it. I did not think it was boring. I thought... I finished it in a few days. Like, so I definitely didn't think it was boring. I think Horizon Zero Dawn was boring.
I think when I say...
Forbidden West was boring.
Boring, yeah. I just mean, like, it was a very well-done game, and that's the best... Like, that's the most you can say about it. Like, it didn't take a ton of chances, and it didn't reinvent the wheel or anything. Not that it had to, but it
yeah,
was...
I don't think everything has to.
No, I agree with you. But mostly I'm saying this is why some people did not... Like, this is why Alan Wake 2 was a lot of people's game of the year and not Spider-Man.
Sure. Oh, no.
It
yeah,
didn't
yeah, sure,
innovate.
Sure. Yeah, no. I think it improved. It didn't innovate. I think it improved a lot.
Well,
I had a lot of fun.
Sounds like you're craving another great Spider-Man
well,
game.
Well, I have a few things.
Uh-oh.
So I think something really negative about this game is the bugs. There were so
it's
many
Spider-Man,
bugs.
Spider-Man, dude.
Okay. Yeah, what do you expect?
Okay.
You're slinging webs.
Okay. Not those kind of bugs.
Insects.
Insects.
Okay.
Incest. I had a lot of
that's illegal
moments
in most states.
Where I would be in a... I don't want to say level, but, you know, like, I would be, like, on a mission and, you know, the last bad guy is stuck under, like, under a floor, and I'm like, I can't.
Well, maybe that's his, like, special move, you know?
It's not.
It's his signature.
I had to restart the whole thing. Or, like, I would turn into just a block while flying, you know?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I turned into a little white cube, and I had to restart my PS5. And I actually heard about this glitch happening, so I'm like, oh, okay. So there was kind of glitchy stuff going on.
I gotta
with
see
the
this
game.
One.
Yeah, you gotta see that. There's some glitchy stuff that's still in there. I did have a lot of that.
We have a breaking news story. Mother series creator tells fans to talk to Nintendo about Mother 3 Western release.
All right.
Go on.
I think... Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I think the best thing about this game, though... is that they give the collectibles a great payoff. So, you know, there's all these different side missions and collectibles you do in the game, and each one of them has, like, a really good, like, end to it. So you have to collect all the little spider robots.
This is the cube glitch.
Yeah, little cube,
fun.
I know. Yeah. And you have to collect all these spider robots, and then like this scene happens at the end, and it kind of is a fun sort of, it's sort of a wink. Or there's like a big mission you have to do, and it gives you more information about Kraven. Or there's like the Miles one where he's collecting all the predator. What is it? Yeah, it's his uncle's the what is he? The Prowler. The Prowler, like the Prowler stashes. Like you have a really good moment with him and his uncle. Like it's really well done. I think they did an amazing job with the side missions and making all the collectibles mean something. I think that's really well done. Do you want me to talk about what I was talking about earlier?
About the swagger of a black team?
No, not that. But I did have that in my mind a lot of times. I think Connor, let me see where is Insomniac? Where's Insomniac Studios?
Save this for next week. Let's do a full seg on it. Because I am curious what you have to say. Also, we're pushing it.
The thing is, I don't have any examples with me.
Well, then, think about it.
Yeah, think about it next week.
Yeah, think
about
it.
That's a tease, fully fleshed.
Maybe. I don't know. It might be too... It's Burbank, California. Okay, yeah.
Trey thinks it's just a little too woke.
No, okay. I'll do this quickly. Do a rundown.
Save it for next week.
I don't think it's woke. I just think like... It's not woke. The people who are like, this game is woke are stupid. They're dumb. They're idiots.
Whoa.
I do think you could tell these
people
might be...
Too much representation
is
what Trey's about to say.
No, I think there was a heart. There was a... They wanted a correction from the first game where Spider-Man was practically a cop. There's a lot of California in it. A lot of like...
What Trey is saying is that he wishes there was more Mark Furmans.
No, I don't know. It's just like there's like a podcaster and she is I can't stand her.
Yeah, Trey says...
Because...
He says defend the police instead of defund the police.
No, it's just like, it's like,
Trey,
I don't know.
Your thin blue line is showing.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, yeah, it's a little hammered in that, okay, yeah, I get it. No, I get it. No, I get your high school, their sports team is an esports team. Oof. And a...
It tried to be very modern,
nerds, man.
Is what you're saying.
You know what? Modern. They're trying to be way too modern at times that I just kind of found like, okay. I don't care. It was a fun game. It's cool. And I'm not talking about the representation whatsoever. I'm not talking about the deaf girl that you play as for 2 seconds that people got mad at. Who fucking cares? She's like an interesting part of the story. That was an interesting mission.
Trey, you understood her pain.
I did understand
half of her pain.
Half understood her pain. I think I'm just talking about like some of the kind of just like the more like flair of it was a little, you know,
a little too
little much.
What Trey is saying is this game was
a little too HuffPost.
No. Trey's saying this game was a little too Gen Z, like Gen. It was too
alpha.
It was two millennials trying to be Gen Z.
Yeah, a little bit. I think that might be the best way to say it.
Trey said he thinks they darkened up Spider-Man a little too much.
I said Spider-Man. Miles Morales is Miles Morales. I said that,
even though
they call each other Spider-Man.
Austin,
people that are trying to dog whistle. People that are like, because Spider-Man is, Miles Morales is Spider-Man, but people like to be like, he's not Spider-Man. He's Miles Morales. Spider-Man. Okay.
Well, they're not real, so.
No, they're not real.
They can be whatever you want.
I guess so. Spider-Man, great game. Give it a, let's say an 8 out of 10.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably put that first game 9 out of 10, but I think the Doc Ock stuff was a lot stronger in the first game.
I really like
seen the Spider-Man
They made
porno.
Doc Ock very good.
Yeah, they did. They did, yeah. His animation's incredible, too.
Doc Cock? He's in it.
Stop it.
Okay, Austin, what did you play? We got to run through this. Let's go.
Civilization 6, Valheim. I am vowing myself to play through the 4 games I didn't finish late last year within the next month or two. Pikmin 4, Mario Wonder, Mario RPG,
just Nintendo.
Zelda.
Just Nintendo.
Yeah, it's my little mini backlog. I'm pulling a Tray.
Nice.
Connor, I want to know what you've been playing.
You love Nintendo because it's just like not political, right? You just don't like politics in your games.
I just like Italians.
That's true.
Connor, I want to ask what you've been playing, but I also want to ask what you've been watching, because you promised to watch the Halo show before this week.
I haven't watched the Halo show yet.
But liar!
I will watch 2 episodes by next week.
Excellent. It's pretty good.
I've been playing Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion.
Good? No good?
It's pretty fun. It has a like a Link's Awakening vibe to it.
Ooh, I like that. Like Tunic.
So you're walking around, talking to people, trying to figure out what people need so that, like, you can take care of their stuff so they give you the next thing so that you can move on to the next level so you can do this.
Okay.
It's pretty fun.
It's fun.
The game starts with you're given how much your taxes are for the year, and you just, mm-hmm. your options are read and rip in half. And so you rip it in half, and then the game
Hell
starts.
Yeah.
The mayor goes, hey, you have to pay your taxes. Now you're indebted to me. So you're working off your taxes. And the turnip boy doesn't talk at all.
Oh.
So it's pretty fun. It is a humorous game. The game ends after you've ripped apart all of the stuff that you're supposed to. So like you just get paperwork and you just rip it apart. That's how you know that you're progressing through
excellent.
The game.
Nice. So, I love it.
I want to play this game.
It was
my life.
I don't know if it still is, but it was $5 on the Switch, on Nintendo Switch store. So
Austin just spat water in the direction of my TV. What the fuck, dude?
Is this an old release? Why is it so cheap?
I think because the sequel just came out.
I thought this was the sequel. Robs a Bank.
The sequel.
That's the sequel.
The sequel is Robs a Bank. The first one is tax evasion.
Okay.
So I hope at the end I still have to pay off my taxes and I decide to do it by robbing a bank.
Oh, I see. A little meta in there. A little trilogy.
Connection.
What's a trilogy? It breaks out of prison.
Who escapes
Maybe
prison? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Prison Break on Fox.
I remember that show.
Yeah,
like that
Turnip
show
Boy
for a
actually
while.
Has the prison plans tattooed on his body.
Yeah, he does.
Connor, any more games?
That's all I've been playing right now. I'm going to finish that game, and then I'm going to play Turnip Boy Robs a Bank.
Great. In the meantime, very fast Twig.
Yes, I got three things for you, boys.
Okay.
February 19th, 2013. For this
2013
week in gaming.
This is the year the Xbox One came out.
The year I graduated high school.
2013?
Oh, weird.
Yep.
What?
Creepy.
No. That's not real, right?
Well, yeah. He'd be 4 years younger than me.
Oh, God.
And,
Yep. It's both the year I graduated high school and the year that I started college.
That's when Trey's first kid graduated middle school.
It was, yeah.
It was right after he got back from Nom.
It was. I was there for a while.
2013. I'm going to say Master Chief Collection.
I don't think so.
This is a Trey. This will be a Trey game, kind of.
Ooh. Kind of.
You'll understand when I tell you what it is. So give a guess and I'll tell you.
2013.
Yes.
Is it like Watch Dogs?
It is Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Oh, I knew it. That is totally a Trey game. I love Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. They have the governor on there.
Who?
I forgot what his name. Armstrong. Yeah, Senator Armstrong. And he went to Texas. He went to Texas, played football in Texas. And he does the Trump speech. He says, make America great again. He does, dude. Did. It was great.
If 3 years before Trump?
Yes. Whoa. Well, I think it was a Reagan thing. So, like, it's a Reagan thing. Said, we'll make America great again. And it, like, started resurfacing
clip
when
that.
Trump was... clip that. Started resurfacing when Trump was president, running for president.
Okay.
But I think it was a Reagan thing originally. So, he says it in the game.
Ronald Reagan?
Ronald
the
J.
Actor?
Reagan, the actor.
First off,
the devil.
First off, his name, his middle name is not... Jay. It's Ronald Wilson Reagan.
Yeah.
And you know how I know that?
How?
From the Killer Mike song Reagan, which ends with Ronald Wilson Reagan 666.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shit.
Because all of his names are six letters.
He's the devil.
The devil?
It does end with...
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. Great game. Play it. Perry. I played it with Perry. Dactyl.
February 21st, 1980.
I was born.
Trey was actually...
graduated college.
Tetris?
He was 15.
Pong?
Yeah, Pong. Or Tetris?
No.
Frogger.
Asteroid.
This is an event.
Some con of some kind.
No, a company was founded on this day.
Tetris Con. Atari.
No, Atari was the 70s.
You ready? I'm going to hit you with it. Here we go.
Sony.
Sega.
HAL Laboratories.
Oh.
Really?
What were they doing?
For some reason, I thought they were a Nintendo creation.
No, so here's where it gets weird. So I did some research on it.
A little bit of the research.
HAL Labs. They made games for the MSX system, which is just like a precursor. It's like a home computer. It's like a Sony home computer.
I think the original Metal Gear was on that. I want to say.
Cool.
Not Metal Gear Solid, like Metal Gear, like the old ones. There's like Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2.
So they did make some games for Nintendo, and they started doing very poorly. They made a game. They made a game for the Famicom, and it failed.
Did they try to make Super Smash Brothers for the Famicom?
No,
like, what is
it failed horribly, and Nintendo offered to rescue them from bankruptcy on the condition that HAL Labs employee Satoru Iwata became its president.
Whoa! I know who that guy is.
So they
rest in peace.
They said, hey, we will pay for you to not be bankrupt if you make this guy your president, which he was from 1993 to 2000.
Well, and that's right when they made Kirby. So like it was success from there on out.
Also, the logo that you know. All
the dog?
Yes.
In the nest?
Was a commission by Satoru Iwata in 1998.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun. I like it.
Yes. So anyway... HAL Labs, list of games that they have been associated with or worked on or worked partially worked on. Pinball, Golf, F1 Race, Mock Fighter, Balloon Fight, Lot Lot, Othello, Joust, Defender 2, Air Fortress, Vegas Dream, Rollerball, Millipede, the new Ghostbusters. Let's see what else. For the Famicom, they worked on nothing that you'll have known. Kirby Pinball Land, Kirby Dream Land, Kirby Dream Land 2. Super NES, Earthbound, Mother 2.
I forgot they did Mother.
Kirby Superstar, a lot of Kirby stuff. Super Smash Brothers, Pokemon Snap, Sim City, Kirby 64, Earthbound 64, a canceled game. Pokemon Pinball, Super Smash Brothers Melee, Kirby Air Ride, Kirby Tilt and Tumble, canceled. Let's see, Kirby's Dream Land.
Wait, Kirby Tilt and Tumble canceled?
No, a different Tilt and Tumble 2. So anyway, I mean, they have done a ton of stuff. So I just thought that was really interesting that they were founded.
Yeah.
And the Satoru Iwata thing was a very interesting piece that I was unaware of.
Yeah.
So I guess that is, they are kind of a Nintendo thing. They saved their life.
They are
basically
technically considered, I think, a second party developer.
Okay.
And
they're
servitude. I believe Nintendo owns... Nintendo and HAL Labs jointly own a company that makes the Kirby games.
Oh, okay. Isn't the second party always you?
I believe a winner is you. and then finally, February 23rd, 2010. This is another event... Not a lot of games this week in history.
2010.
Well, at least not a lot of games that are in the U.S. I don't count the Japan releases because...
I'm shaky on, like, this era.
Oh. Is this Pokemon Black and White?
No, this will be a thing that Trey will care about, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Yes,
did Mr. Snake Man do a thing?
Warner Brothers buys a majority stake in Rocksteady.
Oh, this is prelude. Oh, this is, I guess, after Arkham Asylum.
Yes. So it's just interesting. Yeah. Rocksteady was...
You like that game.
What do you mean I like that game? I've literally never played it.
Oh,
no.
I thought you liked it.
I have zero interest in Batman Arkham, man.
It's a good game. Why are you putting your gun in your mouth and shooting me?
I'm touching my teeth.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
he's unloading into his mouth.
Rocksteady had already made Batman Arkham Asylum.
Oh.
And because that game did so well, Warner Brothers was impressed and bought a majority stake in the company.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And they were all in Space Jam, A New Legacy.
So, anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Warner Bros., that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting mostly because they did make a ton of great games with the Batman license, and then they just... They're in the news now because they just dropped the Suicide Squad game, which has got mixed reviews to say the best. Anyway, that's all.
Thanks for another great twig.
That
Connor.
Was a good twig, Con.
Really was.
Con man.
You're welcome. I don't have what, anything
else. No, okay. Austin's taking off his sock. He's putting a gun to his mouth.
We have to do the thing we do every week, which is we have to award the
Game of the Week.
Super Gamescast 64 Game of the Week.
Spider-Man 2, I say. Platinumed it. Got the plat. Game of the Week.
I'm going to say Mother 3.
Oh, interesting.
I, too, will Connor, say Mother 3. So our Game of the Week, the Super Gamescast 64 seal of approval goes to Mother 3, a game you cannot play unless you live in Japan.
Japan only.
I guess. Yep. You can play Spider-Man 2 right now. So, winner Spider-Man 2?
I was having some trouble falling asleep the other night, and it was up to like 2 a.m., and I put on Spider-Man 2, started playing it.
The movie with Tobey Maguire?
No, the game.
Oh, okay.
Had the best sleep.
You mean Marvel's Spider-Man 2?
Immediately fell asleep.
Uh-huh, I bet you
had
did.
A great sleep. Yeah. Never woke back up.
It's a good game. You play as Venom for a little while.
Okay, well, on that note, you play as Venom for a little while. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Is that one of the reviews on the back? That's you play as Venom for a little while.
Back, the package. You play as Venom for a little while. It's fun.
All right.
Mary Jane's hot.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime.